20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Happy Sunday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Hope your weekend is treating you fantastic. We've got a great show for you today. It is always fun when we get to do 53-man roster projections. Had somebody ask me the other day if we could do a post-mini-camp 53. Thought it was a good idea. So here we go. This is our post-mini-camp 53-man roster projection as we get ready to, again, take a little bit of time off from a Packers standpoint, not here on Pack-A-Day, of course. And then as we get ready for training camp in about 5 weeks, this is the way that I'm kind of feeling about it after watching these last five practices over the course of the last 3 weeks. There's some really interesting discussions to be had here. And I think sort of the jigsaw puzzle and the pieces that you could place in different spots is really intriguing when you get to wide receiver, like running back. How many wide receivers do you keep? Do you keep four running backs? Defensive end, five or six? Is there an extra defensive tackle or linebacker that could sneak on? Corner's another really interesting one. Safety's a really interesting one. Where do you want your additional depth? Where do you value some of those additional pieces? So I think those are the ones that we're really going to get to talk to and talk through in great detail today. So I'm excited about that. Let's jump into it right away. No news, no notes. We're just going straight 53. So let's get started. We're going to kick it off, of course, at quarterback, which is probably one of the most straightforward ones. As far as a 53-man roster is concerned, Jordan Love and Malik Willis at the moment seem like the only real possibilities here. If Sean Clifford or Taylor Algersma played unbelievably, could they work their way onto the third spot on a 53? Sure. I think they're going to have to work pretty hard to get to that spot. In all likelihood, I think Sean Clifford ends up getting released. And here's the thing. Taylor Algersma, I've had a lot of people ask me, is he eligible for the International Pathway Program? The answer is no. He is not eligible for the International Pathway Program. Canadian players are not. However, per Justice Mosqueda, who has some pretty good connections on this, he is eligible for the international exemption. They're two different things. My understanding, again, per Justice, is that you do not have to be a International Pathway Program player to be able to be used the international exemption on. So my belief is that Algersma is eligible for that and that he will end up taking that spot, not Alex Hale. We'll talk about him eventually as well, but that he'll get that spot. Green Bay is going to be able to carry two players on their actual 53 in Jordan Love and Malik Willis. They could still put a quarterback on the practice squad if they want, but Algersma will basically take the practice squad number three quarterback spot while being a roster exemption at the same time, which is a really sweet deal for Green Bay. So that's what I'm going with here. Love and Willis, two undeniables, obviously a quarterback on the 53, Clifford being cut, and then Algersma in that international exemption, even though he's not part of the International Pathway Program, if that makes sense. Running back, I am still keeping four. I'm cutting Jaylen White. I'm putting Amar Johnson on the practice squad. Josh Jacobs and Marshawn Lloyd are not going anywhere. The conversation will remain, I think, through training camp, unless Johnson or Jaylen White can get their names in the conversation. Wilson, Brooks, one or both. And I don't know, again, that anyone else is going to be able to be in the conversation here. I think there is a really good chance that they keep both. As I mentioned, this is one of those key pieces of the puzzle of if you keep four running backs, you're going to have to miss out on something else later. And we'll talk through a couple of those that we could potentially go with different when we kind of get to the end here. But here's my thinking. Josh Jacobs is your bell cow. He's the guy. He's going to carry the rock a lot. Marshawn Lloyd, your change of pace. I think he's unquestionably making the team. I think the number two running back spot is still going to be up for grabs between Lloyd, Wilson, and Brooks. But I think Lloyd wins it. And I think his ability to be a bit more dynamic and just use some of that juice and speed and be a great change of pace to Josh Jacobs makes his pathway into that number two running back spot really, really easy. And then you get to, again, the 3-4 conversation. If you only keep one, the Wilson Brooks conversation is a really fun one. Wilson is a really strong ball carrier. And if you said right now, I don't care if it's first and 10, second and five, third and one, fourth and inches, goal line. If you said, hey, we're going to hand the ball off here. Do you want to hand it off to Emmanuel Wilson or Chris Brooks? I would say we're giving that ball to Emmanuel Wilson. We're not even questioning it. If we're just running the football, it's Emmanuel Wilson time. Here's sort of the issue with that. Josh Jacobs is going to carry the ball a lot. Marshawn Lloyd is probably going to be the change of pace and probably be number two when it comes to actually carrying the ball. Your number three back here, assuming that there's no injuries, isn't destined for a ton of carries. They kind of have to do the other stuff. And when it comes to the other stuff, pass pro, run blocking, and catching the ball out of the backfield, special teams, those sort of things, Chris Brooks is better than Emmanuel Wilson at that specific stuff. Wilson's gotten better at it, but Brooks, I would still put ahead of him. And Brooks is just that running back where every team has one of them. They're a good running back. There's nothing super dynamic about them. They're not the, you know, most, you know, just sexy, making people miss, and, you know, just playmaking running back in the world, right? It's not that. But what you are getting is a running back that has the ability to do all those other things really well and run well enough too. So he gives you the total package, even if it's like a B to B minus, you know, or a B level at everything. It's not an A at anything. You know, that's what you're getting from Chris Brooks, but every team loves to have one of those type of players. So I do think that there is a ton of value in having Chris Brooks still on the roster. And I would lean in that direction if they only kept one, even though I like Emmanuel Wilson, I think, a little bit more. And I do think that there's a really good running back in Emmanuel Wilson. And that's ultimately why I'm just keeping four here. I think they all have their unique role. If Josh Jacobs were to go down, by the way, I think Emmanuel Wilson plays the role of primary running back in a way. Wilson, I think, is kind of your not bell cow, but your guy that probably gets the bulk of the carries. Well, Lloyd kind of stays in that, you know, sort of, and probably increases his role a little bit, but stays in that change of pace role. And then Brooks stays in that number three role. So you kind of each have your role where Jacobs is the number one, Lloyd is the change of pace, Brooks is the do everything, Emmanuel Wilson is the Josh Jacobs insurance, where if he goes down, you actually have another guy that can do some of the stuff that Jacobs does. So that's the way that I view it. I think all four of them are 53-man rosterable players, and I think all four of them should be on 53-man rosters in the NFL somewhere. Maybe you could get a trade for something here. Here's the issue, and here's what people fail to realize when it comes to running back, and we all fall in love with these running backs, is every single other team is falling in love with their running backs too. It happens every single year. And, you know, even Amar Johnson, Jalen White would not stun me if we fell in love with one of those guys, because there's a lot of really talented running backs out there. And those guys are usually capable as well. But I'm still going four here. Jacobs, Lloyd, Wilson, Brooks, with, again, Jalen White cut and Amar Johnson going to the practice squad. Wide receiver. I've made the argument pretty heavily for only going with five wide receivers. So with that being said, I'm going with seven. This is mind-numbing. I don't, like, if you told me they kept five, again, I would be totally understanding of that decision. I've made that argument pretty clear, I think, in the past, that I think that they could go in that direction, trying to get as many of these guys as possible back on the practice squad. Here's the thing. Dobbs, Golden, Reed, Wicks, Savion are not going anywhere. And we know at some point Christian Watson's going to come back, where he's going to be on the PUP list to start the season. And again, you could just probably go with that and try to get a handful or like three of these guys back in the practice squad, whether it's Heath or Hardman or Melton. Even if you can get one of those guys back, you probably feel pretty good about it. But for me at this point, the reason I kept seven is because I think Mecole Hardman, A, has just looked really good so far, and B, has a really strong opportunity to be your punt returner. And for that reason, he's on the 53. And the Bo Melton defensive back thing, there's two ways to look at this. I know some people are looking at it as it's an act of desperation. It's his one last gasp to try to save his roster spot or something like that. I don't see it that way. Not in entirely, at least. I do think, as just a wide receiver, Bo Melton is very much in danger of not making the roster. But I also believe that as a special teams player who plays on all four of the core units, he is a real option to keep on the roster. So I think when they're looking at him and saying, like, is there a way that we can just get a little bit more value out of this to keep him on the roster? Because they seem to love him as a player and want to keep him, but also understand that wide receiver depth chart is getting pretty sticky when it comes to just if Bo Melton was just that. But the fact that he can be on four special teams and now has some defensive versatility as well, I just think that's too much to pass up on a 48-man game day roster. And I do think his special teams value is really, really good and really strong. And I think that brings something to the table. Add in wide receiver depth and corner depth. And now I kind of want him just on the 48 and on the 53 in this situation. So I'm actually keeping seven here. It's going to get more complicated when Watson comes back. This is definitely another one of those where you could theoretically release one of these players to try to save another player at a different position later, especially, again, understanding that Christian Watson's coming back. But I, as of this point right now, I'm going Dobbs, Golden, Reed, Wicks, Savion Williams, Mecole Hardman, and Bo Melton, seven wide receivers on the 53. You're cutting Sam Brown Jr. and Malik Heath. Malik Heath, they would love to have back in the practice squad in this scenario. I just think that he would, after Green Bay keeps seven wide receivers, plus as Christian Watson coming back, plus as other wide receivers that are eligible for the practice squad as well, I think he would have to say, I love you guys, but I got to go and find a team that has a better pathway to the 53, because it's really tough right now in Green Bay. So they lose Sam Brown Jr. due to release. They cut Malik Heath and he ends up going somewhere else. They keep Cornelius Johnson and Julian Hicks on the practice squad. And then Christian Watson again goes on the pup list. So seven wide receivers kept, Sam Brown Jr., Malik Heath released, Cornelius Johnson, Julian Hicks on the practice squad, Christian Watson on the pup list. Tight end. Keeping three here. This one's, again, maybe one of the most straightforward ones. This probably just comes down to Tucker Kraft is your one, Luke Musgrave is your two, Johnny Lumpkin is cut, and then you have one player that's making the 53 and two that are making the practice squad. And that comes down to John Fitzpatrick, Ben Sims, and Messiah Swinson. And I do think Swinson will get in that conversation as well. I do think it's between those three. And again, I think one of them will end up on the 53 and two of them will end up on the practice squad. For this exercise, I'm putting John Fitzpatrick on the 53 with Ben Sims and Messiah Swinson on that practice squad. Offensive line is another really intriguing one with how many that you want to keep. And you could go nine here. I think you can make an argument even for 11. Obviously, with keeping four running backs and seven wide receivers already, we're getting a little bit heavy on offense. I still kept 10 here. Rashid Walker, Aaron Banks, Elton Jenkins, Sean Ryan, Zach Tom, Jordan Morgan, and Anthony Belton are no-brainers. You then have, I would say, a group of six. Jacob Monk, Travis Glover, Kadeem Telford, John Williams, Tyler Cooper, and Donovan Jennings as the six. I'm cutting J.J. Lippe, Trey Hill, and Brant Banks. For this, I am at this moment keeping Jacob Monk, Travis Glover, and Kadeem Telford. I don't feel great about it. I don't know what to make of Glover and Telford at this point and how much they like those players or don't. We just don't know. I know that they liked them a decent amount a season ago, but you're going to have some big-time competition. I do think Jacob Monk makes it. The fact that he's working with the ones, even if it is because of Elton Jenkins, and is actually a true center, like has that ability, I think gets him on the roster. So I feel pretty good about Monk being one of them. And then again, you've got, if you're even keeping 10, they could keep nine here. And then the competition between Glover, Telford, Williams, Cooper, and Jennings for just one spot gets really, really tight. I think Travis Glover being a sixth round pick a year ago, who was their first guy up with the injury in the playoffs last year, who's a big physical presence, and knowing that they wanted to go with big physical offensive linemen, I think Glover gets the nod. And really almost same conversation with Kadeem Telford. And Telford can play tackle or guard. He's done it. And again, he's that bigger, more physical presence. He's going into year three. I think both of those players are players that they like in the mold that they're in. John Williams, I don't know what to make of right now with him not being at OTAs and then minicamp. We didn't see him at all. Sounds like, again, he's battling an injury. But that's a really interesting situation and scenario. And then Tyler Cooper, I like. I think he's the clear practice squad guy. And then Donovan Jennings was with the ones this past week. So I don't know what to make of that either. I still think this is probably a little bit more in like the Ben Braden territory, where Ben Braden got a bunch of time with the ones in minicamp and we're like, oh my goodness, Ben Braden, look at that, you have a new starter. And then he didn't even make the team. I think Jennings is probably still more in that practice squad category, but he easily could get his name in the conversation as well. So to me, take two of Travis Glover, Kadeem Telford, John Williams, and Donovan Jennings and put them in that ninth and 10th spot. And if you want to make the argument for Williams and Jennings and not Glover and Telford, I'm cool. If you want to go Glover and Williams, Telford and Jennings, Telford and Williams, Glover, all any iteration of those four, any iteration of two of those four, I could understand and would certainly hear the argument for. So choose your own adventure on that one. I'm going Glover and Telford, again, based on size and physicality, which seems to be something Green Bay is going for a little bit right now. But I actually probably like John Williams and Donovan Jennings just a little bit better, but a little bit smaller. And again, the John, well, at least with Jennings, the Williams thing is just a really interesting scenario that I don't exactly under, I don't know if it's a bigger injury than what we know. Just not sure at this point. But again, pick your two. I'm going Glover and Telford. So Walker, Banks, Jenkins, Ryan, Tom, Morgan, and Belton with Jacob Monk, Travis Glover, and Kadeem Telford as the 10. Cutting J.J. Lippe, Trey Hill, and Brant Banks. Practice squad, John Williams, Tyler Cooper, and Donovan Jennings. We'll be right back. Defensive end, I'm keeping 5. Rashawn Gary, LVN, Baron Sorrell, Colin Oliver, and Brenton Cox. I'm cutting Deslon Alexander, putting Aaron Mosby on the practice squad, and I'm trading Kingsley Enagbare. I think he would have some trade value, probably a conditional 7th round pick or something like that, but I do think he would have value. I've talked about this a little bit in the past. Oliver, Sorrell, LVN, and Gary seemingly are all locks. And then if you're only going to keep 5, it comes down to Brenton Cox versus Enagbare. This could be another one where you keep 6. And if you want to keep 6, then you got to cut either an offensive lineman to get to 9, cut a wide receiver to get to 6, or cut a running back to get to 3, which again is well within the realm of possibility. So if you wanted to cut a Chris Brooks or an Emmanuel Wilson or a Bo Melton or a Mecole Hardman or a Kadeem Telford or something like that, you could get 6 defensive ends and you could just keep Enagbare here. I think with Enagbare's salary going up to over $3 million this year, knowing that if you trade him, you basically save almost all of that. It's over $3 million in savings. And, you know, knowing that he's an unrestricted free agent next year. And I just think Brenton Cox, quite frankly, outplayed him at the end of last year. And I think 6 might be a little bit overkill, especially feeling like Mosby could be back in the practice squad. And I think Mosby's more than capable of being your 6th defensive end. So, and I think actually Carl Brooks can kick out to end in a pinch as well. I think you just have more than enough. So I don't know that I'm super interested in keeping Kingsley Enagbare at $3 million to be my 6th defensive end when I can also get something probably in return for him via trade. So that's where I'm going in this direction. Again, Gary, LVN, Sorrell, Oliver, and Cox keeping, trading Enagbare, Mosby on the practice squad, Deslon Alexander ends up being cut. Keeping 5 defensive tackles. This one actually feels extremely straightforward at the moment. Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden, Carl Brooks, and Warren Brinson. I will say this. We don't know anything about the defensive line because after minicamp, again, there's nothing you can really glean from it at minicamp. Just looking at Nasir Stackhouse, I thought Brinson looked far more explosive just in even some of the individual drills and things like that. I didn't really see much out of Stackhouse. I still think Stackhouse is your practice squad guy. And I think you cut James Esther, Cameron Young, and Keith Randolph. So keep 5, put Stackhouse on the practice squad, cut the rest of the group, and you still end up with Clark, Wyatt, Wooden, Brooks, and Brinson, plus Stackhouse being able to be called up if you need to. Again, I think this one's a pretty straightforward one, which of course means it'll go in a completely different direction overall, but keeping 5 defensive tackles, and then again, 1 on the practice squad. Linebacker's another one that at the moment feels about as easy as it can get. I don't think that you have more spots than 5 at the moment for linebacker. Quay, Cooper, McDuffie, and Hopper are not going anywhere, at least it wouldn't seem. And Isaiah Simmons already getting work with the ones, his athleticism and special teams value. I'm not willing to label him a lock, but I think he's got an unbelievable chance to make the team. And then I think Jamon Johnson and Christian Welch are both really easy practice squad candidates. I don't think they get claimed or picked up by another team. And I think they would just re-sign with the Packers practice squad. So I think both of them end up there. I don't think you have to cut anyone additional. I think you end up with all 7 of them on your 70-man roster. But Quay, Cooper, McDuffie, Hopper, and Simmons on the 53 with Welch and Johnson on the practice squad. Corner, I'm going with 5. But remember, we have 2 additional ones here, knowing that Bo Melton, that wide receiver, can now kick to corner in an emergency situation. Plus, you have Javon Bullard at safety, who can also play corner. Because of that, I really toyed with only keeping 4 here. If you are going to keep Bo Melton, part of the, you know, sort of intrigue of that is maybe being able to go light at corner, a position that's not really deep at the moment because you have Melton and you have Javon Bullard at safety already. But I do think that Kamal Haddon's going to have a really great chance to make the team. And Micah Robinson being a 7th round pick, I think is very much going to be in the conversation as well. So I did keep five: Nate Hobbs, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, Kamal Haddon, and Micah Robinson. Cut Isaiah Dunn and Gregory Jr. and Kalen King and Tyron Herring ended up on the practice squad. I know a lot of people, this is probably going to be one of the more shocking cuts with Kalen King. I think Kalen King, and I know that Ansley said some really positive stuff about him. I don't know. We'll see. He'll definitely be in that conversation with Robinson and Haddon. I just think Haddon and Robinson, I think Haddon for sure is going to end up a little bit of a step above Kalen King. If Kalen King made it in ahead of Micah Robinson, I would not be stunned by that. I think I like Robinson just a little bit more based on like the college tape and things like that. But that'll be an interesting conversation. If you told me again it was King instead of Haddon or Robinson, wouldn't be stunned. But for me right now, I would put Haddon and Robinson ahead of King. And I don't think you're keeping six at this position when it's not a super deep group. So again, Hobbs, Nixon, Valentine, Haddon, and Robinson on the 53. King and Herring on the practice squad. Isaiah Dunn and Gregory Jr. are cut. Safety was the toughest one for me because of some of these positions that I went a little bit heavy on, including 10 offensive linemen, 7 receivers, and 4 running backs. I was only left with 4 safety spots. Now, all of that, again, sort of played together. It all was thought out. It wasn't just like I got to safety. I'm like, well, only got 4 left, so that's what I got to do. I obviously thought it all out and figured out where I could find an extra roster spot. I got 4 safeties: McKinney, Evan Williams, Javon Bullard, and Ketan Oladapo. Omar Brown and Jonathan Baldwin on the practice squad. And I end up having to cut Zane Anderson and Kazir Brown, with Zane Anderson being the big one. I really want Zane Anderson on this team. I think he's a core special teamer. I think he actually, when given the opportunity, was really good at safety a year ago. So that's a tough one for me. And I think where I feel okay about it is I think you do have some other players that can play special teams. I think you have a chance here to get Zane Anderson back in the practice squad as well. I did have him go somewhere else because I think if you cut him, I think some other team will pick him up. I think he's valuable enough. So I didn't get him back in the practice squad in this scenario. And I do think Omar Brown, Jonathan Baldwin can kind of fill some of that if you want to call him up from the practice squad. So again, that's a tough one. Maybe you cut Micah Robinson here, go 4 at corner, knowing that, again, you have Bullard and Melton on the roster, and then you keep Zane Anderson instead. I think that's possible. Again, maybe you don't go 7 wide receivers. Maybe Bo Melton's cut and you keep Zane Anderson instead, or Hardman's cut, you keep Zane Anderson instead, or Chris Brooks is cut, or Kadeem Telford's cut, or Travis Glover's cut, and you keep Zane Anderson instead. I think that's all very much within the realm of possibility here. But for this, I thought Zane Anderson's one of the older ones on the team. And as much as I like him, I do think you can replace him. I don't think it's anything that you're losing a ton of sleep over. So McKinney, Williams, Bullard, and Oladapo, which to me, you have 4 starting caliber safeties. Like, I legitimately think Ketan Oladapo can be a starter for you. So I don't think you need the depth at safety. And I just think there's going to be some other spots that need that depth just a little bit more. And I really like Omar Brown and Jonathan Baldwin getting back in the practice squad as well. So Zane Anderson, Kazir Brown, both cut. Special team should be super easy. Brandon McManus at kicker, Whalen at punter, Matthew Orzik at long snapper, cutting Alex Hale because El Guersma took that international spot. Christian Watson again ends up on the PUP. Kingsley Enagbare ends up traded. So that is my 53. I'll run through it one more time, lightning speed, just so you can capture everything one more time. My 53-man roster is 2 quarterbacks, Jordan Love and Malik Willis, 4 running backs, Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, Emmanuel Wilson, and Chris Brooks, 7 wide receivers, Romeo Doubs, Matthew Golden, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Savion Williams, Mecole Hardman, and Bo Melton, 3 tight ends, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, and John Fitzpatrick, 10 offensive linemen, Rasheed Walker, Aaron Banks, Elton Jenkins, Sean Ryan, Zach Tom, Jordan Morgan, Anthony Belton, Jacob Monk, Travis Glover, and Kadeem Telford, 5 defensive ends, Rashawn Gary, LVN, Baron Sorrell, Colin Oliver, and Brenton Cox, 5 defensive tackles, Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, Colby Wooden, Carl Brooks, and Warren Brinson, 5 linebackers, Quay Walker, Edrin Cooper, Isaiah McDuffie, Tyron Hopper, and Isaiah Simmons. 5 corners, Nate Hobbs, Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, Kamal Haddon, and Micah Robinson. 4 safeties, Xavier McKinney, Evan Williams, Javon Bullard, and Ketan Oladapo. 3 special teamers, Brandon McManus, Daniel Whalen, and Matthew Orzik. Again, Christian Watson ends up on the PUP list. Kingsley Enagbare ends up being traded. Your practice squad is running back Amar Johnson, receivers Julian Hicks and Cornelius Johnson, tight ends Ben Sims and Messiah Swinson, offensive linemen John Williams, Tyler Cooper, and Donovan Jennings, defensive end Aaron Mosby, defensive tackle Nazir Stackhouse, linebackers Christian Welch and Jamon Johnson, corners Kalen King and Tyron Herring, safeties Omar Brown and Jonathan Baldwin, with Taylor Alguersma being your international player. Players released were Sean Clifford, Jalen White, Sam Brown Jr., Malik Heath, Johnny Lumpkin, J.J. Lippy, Trey Hill, Brant Banks, Deslin Alexander, Nesta Jade Silvera, James Esther, Cameron Young, Keith Randolph, Isaiah Dunn, Gregory Jr., Zane Anderson, Kazir Brown, and Alex Hale. That is my official 53-man roster prediction as we wrapped up mini camps, get into this 5-week break, and then we'll head into training camp directly after that. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know what you disagree with, what you agree with, what you would change. Again, I think there's some clear and obvious room for movement, right? Whether it be at that 4 running backs, the 7 wide receivers, you could keep Malik Heath on that as well. The 10 offensive linemen, again, which ones you keep at the back? Is it Telford Glover? Is it Jennings? Is it John Williams? Where does Jacob Monk and Tyler Cooper get involved in that as well? You could keep 6 defensive ends, and then Brenton Cox versus Kingsley Enagbare is a real battle. Corner, Kalen King, Micah Robinson, Kamal Haddon, potentially battling 3 players for 2 spots. And then, of course, you want to get Zane Anderson on that 5th safety position and then take something from somewhere else to get him on the team. I think these are all really interesting. And of course, there's probably going to be some player that steps up out of nowhere that we're not even talking about right now that makes a name for himself in training camp. Also, reminder that the Packers only have a 90-man roster right now. They still have an extra roster spot available. If they pick up somebody that is of like note, you know, that is going to change the calculus on the team in totality as well. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. But for today, right now on Sunday, June 15th, that is my 53-man prediction. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Boom Handle, Donnelly, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Wong, Peter Ataka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gesford, Dylan Pat Scott, SoCal Pack, Chris Rager, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, Jake Conner, Carlo Delgado, Willie Winkle-Sinkle, Jen Wright, The Gable Storm, Matt Geiger, and Pack Attack Cast. I'll see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack, go.